from the book of James. Let's read James 4, 1 through 10. Out in the streets, preaching Christ crucified, lifting up our voice, the Bible says, to warn our neighbor so the blood is not on our hands. From whence ye come, James 4, 1 through 10. From whence ye come wars and fightings among you, come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members. Ye lust, and ye have not. Ye kill, and ye desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet have not, because ye have not asked. And ye receive not, because ye ask amiss. But ye consume it upon your own lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Yeah, as I'm preaching here at a worldly car show, the biggest in the world, they say, or in the country. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Yeah, warning Americans, this is the broad road to destruction right here. Jesus said you must repent and come out of the world. James just said you can't be a friend of the world. Makes you an enemy of God. If you love the things of the world, you're an enemy of God. 1 John 2:15 says, if the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not in you. Asking Americans, judgment day is coming. America's already under the judgment of God. What are you living for? Did you wake up to seek the kingdom of God with all that you are, or did you wake up as an idolater to entertain yourself today? Test yourself, Americans. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you if your heart is right. Seek him while there's time.